This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back. We are here at Wicked Southern Coffee. We just met Justin, who's coming in, a regular. He's got his own Yep, Wicked Southern labeled coffee, and we got our own tumblers, which is a first here for Brian and company. Yeah, it is really cool. And, of course, the reason for that is Kaylee Shalosky, who is the founder and owner of Wicked Southern Coffee. She joins us now live. I've been trying to wave to people as they drive by. It's such a cool location. First of all, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Or letting us squat in the front parking spots here at Wicked Southern Coffee. And I guess we're in rural Salem, Connecticut. We have a cool coffee shop, so there's a story. So tell, and there's a story in the name, too. So just tell us, first of all, why you opened up a coffee shop in Salem, Connecticut.
So I used to work for a family-owned business for 6 years, and kind of like once COVID hit, things changed. They ended up selling the business, and I took that as an opportunity to start my own business. So I really had no background in coffee before. I was always interested in the idea, and I knew from when I had my first job at 16 that I wanted to be my own boss. So I got a job at the Flower Girl Cafe in Hebron. I was there for about 9 months just learning everything.
So in your mind, you were like, I want to maybe do something with this even before when you took the job?
Yeah. Yep. So I wanted to get a job doing coffee, making it, seeing if I even like being a barista.
Yeah.
I fell in love with it. Like, absolutely fell head over heels in love. So we opened, I stayed there for about 9 months, and during that time we had restored a horse trailer. I had this idea of doing like mobile coffee.
That's it right there.
Yes. Yep. So that trailer was sitting in the woods at my grandparents' property. So I sat there, just had a tree growing inside of it, and I saw an opportunity. I saw it, and I was like, can I buy this trailer from you? And they're like, yeah.
That's $5?
Literally. They're like, we just want it out of our yard. So we restored the horse trailer. It took us around 8 months to do, and then we opened up right in Salem, right on the property, and I did that for about 6 months. And
so
then
you would open up – it's basically a trailer that hooks up to the back of a pickup truck.
Yep.
And you would just, where, it wasn't here, it was the family property, where was
so
it?
So it was here being built, and then we moved it to the side of the property here and ran it for about six
right here.
Months.
And yes. So you just would open it up and people would just drive by and get a cup of coffee and then word of mouth spread and it
kind of blew up, yeah.
Okay, and then you decided to develop this property, which is your in-laws own the building, right? Mm-hmm. You rent from them. But let's take a step back again. We're talking with Kaylee Shalosky, who owns Wicked Southern Coffee here in Salem, Connecticut. You're not from here?
I'm not.
Okay. You're from?
So I was born and raised in Florida.
Okay.
And I live in Lebanon.
Okay. So the Wicked Southern part, because I was trying to come, you know, the name, like, I was, you know, I didn't get a feel for it. I didn't understand it. So just explain it to me.
So I had a vision for what I wanted Wicked Southern to be. I wanted it to be a part of my home and a part of, like, where I am now in life. So I've been in Connecticut for the last 10 years, and I just wanted to incorporate, like, both of my lives, because all of my family still lives in Florida, and I have family up here as well now. But I wanted, like, so a part
from,
of my
you're,
home.
You're from the South.
I am.
And is it because we say wicked all the time up here?
Yeah, so it blew my mind the first time I heard it. My husband, it was like, that's, like, wicked good. I'm like, what did you say? I'm like wicked, like the wicked witch.
Because that's my childhood, too. Like, I mean, there's a lot of, like, wicked pissa, wicked this, wicked that. I mean, like, that was a word we used all the time.
Yeah, so strange to me. So I was like, all right, I can work with this. Like, and so I was like, wicked Southern, like, let's
roll with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Do people ask you about it?
Like, yeah. I get that question numerous times.
New Englanders are so weird. Like, they're, like, Southern. Like, is this like, where the Confederate flags?
I mean, literally. Like, I get that a lot.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, because we're weird. I mean, that's yep. weird. And Justin's off. Man, he's got a sweet truck. But like someone like Justin who works for the landscaping company, is that say Salem on it?
Yep.
Yeah, he's tried and true. How does like somebody like that become a customer who's got his own customized tumbler who comes in every day? Like, how does that happen?
Word of mouth, social media, word of mouth. Justin's been with me since I opened my trailer. So he used to come every single day when I was in my trailer. And so he got to watch me grow and eventually move into the building.
That's so cool. Kaylee Shalosky from Wicked Southern Coffee. And the thing that's funny, there's a food truck that just pulled in. And is that the one with that's the food truck and the yoga?
Yes, yes.
So you got some other little ancillary things going on. Tell us about what's happening today with the food truck and with the yoga.
So this morning we're having like a little sunrise yoga starting at 7 o'clock.
And people will show up?
Yes. Yeah, we already have a bunch of people signed up for it. And then at the same time, we're going to be opening the breakfast food truck that comes here.
And that's one thing is like you have some food, but you don't have that full food setup,
yeah,
right?
Correct. We have just grab-and-go, like, baked goods. But they do egg sandwiches, bagels, everything there.
I'll definitely hit it up. And talk about the expansion plans. And this spot, I love the building because I know for you maybe it's a mixed bag, but, like, to be a coffee shop in an old feed store is just classic. I mean, it has a feel of the West, but it's also old school New England and what have you. Like, what's going to happen when you expand?
So we are going to be expanding into the left side of the building. So we're going to have indoor seating, hopefully, by Thanksgiving time. So it'll still be our walk-up to-go window, but then people have the opportunity now to go indoors to get out of the cold weather.
So you've been – I mean, I don't want to ask about the P&L, but it's been successful.
Like, yes.
You're doing well.
Yes, correct,
and
yes.
This is, and so what's the – do you want to just keep it like this? Would you – do you want a franchise or like what is your like what is your blue sky in 20 years when we have another conversation?
I get that question a lot. I eventually want to own my own building, whether it's like buying a building and just like renovating it or building one. That the goal is to have like my own like cafe.
This is like our 25th or 26th town we visited, and I say this every time because I have such admiration for entrepreneurs because I don't have the guts to do it. And how did you know that you could do it or want? I don't really know what that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That comes from, because I don't have that gene.
I don't know. Like,
was
I said,
it scary? Were you nervous?
I was so nervous. When I had put in my 2-week notice at the cafe I was working at previously, I was crying because I was like, it was just a field of emotions. I was happy. I was scared. I was sad I was leaving where I was at, but I was also excited to where I was, like, going in life. It was a lot, but best decision I have ever made.
You know, Joey and I have the same philosophy. We love to patronize local businesses and entrepreneurs, and people are listening. I say if you're within 20 minutes of Route 2 today, you should come divert yourself to Wicked Southern Coffee here on Norwich Road in Salem. And this is one of my favorite questions to ask, especially for someone like you who's not born and raised here. What do you love about, say, Connecticut or New England, but also what do you love specifically about Salem?
So what I love most about, like, New England is the seasons. We actually have seasons here rather than, like...
And you can handle winter now? You're all right?
I can. It's not my favorite, but I can handle it. Yeah. Yeah. With... What I love most about Salem is just the community. They accepted me with open arms, and honestly,
they were probably pretty psyched to have a good cup of coffee.
Yes, yeah, I was nervous opening up here because I'm not super familiar with the area I am now, but it was definitely nerve-wracking opening here. But I have the best customers.
Is summer busier because of the lake, or is it no different?
No, it's very, very busy.
It is.
Yes. Yep.
That's cool. Well, listen, thanks for having us. Congratulations on the business. Hopefully we'll stay in touch. If there's ever any big events going on, make sure you let Joey know, and we'd be happy to promote it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Kaylee Shalosky again. Wicked Southern Coffee here on Norwich Road, right here in Salem, and it's just a cool setup, and they're officially open for business as of about 20 seconds ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.